This is a radical thought from God's Word. I'm Rick Lancaster. Let's look at a verse or two and see what the Lord might say to us. The radical thought for today comes out of Deuteronomy 28, verse 2, and it reads, "You will experience all these blessings if you obey the Lord your God." The Israelites had a special relationship with the Lord God. They were the chosen people of God and still are to this day. This relationship was unlike his relationship with any other nations on earth. And here in Deuteronomy 28, the Lord describes what the Israelites can expect from that relationship, and frankly, it's fantastic. 12 verses of every kind of blessing that you might want, involving protection and provision and God's presence in their lives. You can't help but read those verses and be envious of that relationship and those promises. And what we sometimes forget is that many, in fact, most of God's promises are conditional promises. For God to keep his part or his side of the promise, some condition must be met first. Now, there are many unconditional promises, but most of the ones in the Bible are conditional promises. And that is indicated by the word if, right in the middle of the verse that I read just a few minutes ago, moments ago. God is faithful, and because of his faithfulness, the Israelites could be absolutely certain that his promises would be fulfilled, but only if they did their part. Obedience was critical for their relationship with God. Some people believe that God doesn't really care that much if we obey him or not. And they wrongly believe that they might not get all of his blessings, but other than that, it's no big deal. Those people need to read the rest of Deuteronomy 28. The Lord gives Moses 14 verses of blessings to give to the people, and then gives them 54 verses of curses for disobedience. The 54 verses describe everything that would ultimately happen if the Israelites chose not to obey God. Sadly, the Israelites ended up experiencing all of those curses throughout history, and to this day are still experiencing those curses. God is just as faithful to fulfill his promises of curses as he is to fulfill his promises of blessings. Many people struggle with the thought that God would curse them or us. In reality, it makes perfect sense. God loves us so very much and longs for us to be in this intimate relationship, this intimate fellowship and communion with him, that he will do anything that he needs to do to bring us closer to him. And only he knows how to do that. We can't possibly know how to be in that kind of relationship. It's not natural. We need to be instructed and directed. That is why God demands and rewards obedience. Disobedience means that we are wandering around aimlessly and not drawing nearer to him. And God is going to not just allow us to do that. And so to discourage us from that, the Lord will discipline and punish us to remind us to keep drawing nearer to him when we're wandering. And he's also doing that in the midst of warning us and exhorting us and the Holy Spirit encouraging us through God's kindness and his love and his mercy to keep drawing near to him. For some, the promise of God's blessings is enough to keep them in that place of drawing nearer to God. For others, it is the threat of discipline that holds them to the right path. God wants to bless us. He wants to do good toward us. And he does do good to us even when we're out of his will. He still does good to us because he loves us so much. But don't forget, he will discipline us because we are his children. And to not discipline us would suggest that we are not his children. And so he's going to do whatever it takes to prove his love for us. First, by pouring out his kindness, grace, mercy, and love. But if necessary, he'll also pour out his discipline. Pray this prayer with me. Jesus, help us to want to obey. That's a radical thought for the day. This was a radical thought. If you enjoyed this brief message, consider subscribing to this podcast. We publish 3 times a week. Go to aradicalthought.com for more information and to see other podcasts and resources by Rick Lancaster. Have a radically blessed day.